What had been shaping up as a slight rally on financial markets this morning has fizzled with a new global economic forecast. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We will start with a fresh economic forecast from an authoritative source. Global growth could be cut by 0.5% if governments keep a handle on the coronavirus outbreak. But the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris also says if the outbreak is longer lasting or more intense, global growth could be cut nearly in half this year, from 2.9 to 1.5%. The virus and the response to it has led to the worst reading on Chinese factories in 12 years. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
A leading indicator of manufacturing from January to February dropped from 50 to 35.7, which shows a contraction in activity. The result is the lowest since the financial crisis in 2008. None of this is surprising. Since January, Chinese leaders suspended large movements of goods and people in most parts of the country. Some restaurants, cinemas, and shops are still closed. Along China's factory belt, authorities say they want people back at work. But in practice, a lot of workers from the poor countryside are either not allowed to leave their hometowns, or once they return to the city, are subject to mandatory 14-day self-quarantines, which means many factories are operating at a fraction of normal capacity. Over the weekend, though, the Communist Party's People's Daily ran headlines like, "Each day is better than the last," and "China's per capita GDP is over $10,000. In other words, this slowdown is just a tiny bump. Life is still better than before under the Communist Party. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Checking the market screens right now, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures have turned down. The Dow future is down 153 points, 0.6% now. The S&P future down 0.8%. The NASDAQ future down 0.5%. London's 100-share index at the moment, it had been up this morning, now it has turned flat. Tokyo closed up 1%. Hong Kong gained 0.6%. Helping to bring some calm to the market, central banks around the world talking about stimulus. This includes the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell signaling on Friday that his team could cut rates with a meeting set for about mid-month. We'll see how an index of stock market volatility does when trading starts this morning. The VIX, known as the Fear Index, was down near 14 in the middle of last month, pretty calm. It closed Friday up near 40, not calm at all, reflecting lots of volatility that pushed money out of stocks and into bonds, pushing the benchmark 10-year interest rate. At the moment, it's down at 1.06%. Now, this is not all coronavirus, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst explains.
Some investors will tell you a storm was brewing before the coronavirus roiled the markets. The trade war made them anxious, many believed stocks have been overvalued, and it's an election year with giant economic issues at play. Hadi Farag is with the Boston Consulting Group, which late last year surveyed analysts and asset managers. Many worried the bull market was running out of steam. And now, coronavirus.
Uncertainty is something that makes investors sit more on the edge than they otherwise would. So their finger is just a little bit closer to the sell button.
The S&P 500 hit a record about a week ago. But what goes up usually comes down. The coronavirus has brought things down fast. Ian Shepherdson is with Pantheon Macroeconomics.
I can promise you that nobody expected anything like this. It's happened in the space of a few days, so it has now become really very alarming.
So yes, coronavirus is hitting the markets hard, but it's not the only thing going on. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
In Britain, people have long awakened to the gentle hum of the milk float. That's an electric scooter with a flatbed pulling up out front to deliver milk to the doorstep. Now, in Britain, concern about diet, animal welfare, and the climate effects of methane-producing cows has more people going vegan, where people abstain from animal products, including dairy. And the British food industry is adapting from the southwestern English county of Devon, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This company, Rerooted, is going national with what the owner, Richard Eckersley, says is a highly ethical, eco-friendly product.
We basically produce an alternative to dairy milk using only plants. And, you know, for example, almond milk, coconut milk, oat milk's coming soon.
The milk is pumped into reusable glass bottles and delivered locally by electric van. Making just 700 litres a day, this is very much a local business. What makes you think there's going to be a national demand for this product and this service?
Because you see every day that people are switching from dairy milk to non-dairy milk. And what we're moving into is a new ballpark.
Veganism is all the rage. The annual Veganuary month-long promotion is gaining more recruits. Some 5% of Brits are now vegan. But the dairy industry is fighting back with its own month-long promotion called February. And some new dairy farmers are determined to outgreen the vegans.
We've gone for what we feel is the most environmentally friendly way of packaging milk. We're using compostable packaging.
Ollie Lee of the new How Now Dairy in Devon says the pasture on which his cows graze captures far more greenhouse gases than the cattle emit, and his returnable compostable packaging helps.
We can spread it on our fields. That compost will improve the soil health, which improves the ability for the soil to then store carbon.
His organic milk, also delivered locally by electric vehicle, is, he insists, every bit as green as the vegan variety, and he treats his tiny herd of 20 cows with loving care. Nevertheless, you think it's going to be possible to make a living out of these 20 cows?
I don't think I know, because we're selling such a premium product.
And that's the bottom line. His milk costs $1.30 a pint, three times the price of ordinary milk. Rerouted coconut drink costs even more. Eco-friendly milk, dairy or non-dairy, doesn't come cheap. In Devon, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Checking markets one more time, the Dow future is down 100 points, 0.4%. The benchmark 10-year U.S. interest rate is probing new historic lows, 1.05%. I'm David Brancaccio. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.